Welcome to UNN Review. I'm Alexander Caden. We'll take a look at a few stories that happened just a couple of days ago, just in case you missed it. Herschel Walker is at it again, the former Heisman Trophy winner and current Trump-endorsed Georgia Senate candidate, now claims he's been like a father to some kids that never had a father. But it's been revealed that he has a secret son who he has no contact with. Olympic gymnast Simone Biles will grace the third and final box of Wheaties Century Collection Series as part of the cereal's 100th anniversary celebration. The Apollo Theater had a huge night during their annual spring benefit, raising a record-breaking $3.7 million, including a $500,000 gift from Tyler Perry. The 18-year-old white teenager who allegedly shot and killed 10 black people in Buffalo, New York, could face the death penalty. A new Ohio law allows school staff to bring guns to work with minimal firearm training. Former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms will join the White House as Director of the Office of Public Engagement. The City of Boston may acknowledge and apologize for its role in the transatlantic slave trade. It's been found that Georgetown University founders sold nearly 300 enslaved people to Louisiana sugarcane planters to pay off the university's debt. Border Patrol is under investigation after it was revealed that a challenge coin exists and it depicts a Border Patrol agent on horseback attempting to apprehend fleeing migrants seeking asylum in the U.S.
Attention startups and small businesses. If you're looking for a team of customer service fanatics to support your customers, then you need Calltastic. Calltastic can handle your emails, phone calls, online chats, and social media, all at a reduced cost. Call us at 888-393-0022. That's 888-393-0022 for a free consultation. Or find us online at www.calltastic.ventures.
The Apollo Theater had a huge night during their annual spring benefit, raising a record-breaking $3.7 million, including a $500,000 gift from Tyler Perry. Under a deal signed in April, Britain plans to send some migrants from countries including Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria who arrive illegally in Britain to Rwanda, where their asylum claims will be processed. If successful, they'll stay in the African country rather than returning to Britain. A new study published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine noted that black Americans died at more than four times the rate of white Americans while riding a bike, and more than two times more while walking. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News. For more national news and information for and about people of color, visit our website at myunn.net.